Attention all passengers. The Uber ride for Mark and Jamal's romantic weekend will depart in 4 minutes from Platform 6. Your ride comes with a rolling countryside sunset view and a table seat ideal for playing footsie beneath. Thank you for booking your tickets on Uber.
Trains on Uber.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Friday, June 5th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Anthropic is calling for top labs in the AI race to slow down. In a blog post, the startup behind the Claude chatbot suggested that AI tools are advancing so rapidly that they may soon be able to improve themselves without human intervention. Some AI insiders say that threshold is a potential marker of danger and enormous societal upheaval. Anthropic is proposing a global agreement on how to slow down the technology's development and a mechanism for verifying that competitors are respecting it. The company says it plans to organize conversations with policymakers and researchers in the coming months. We exclusively report bankers are projecting SpaceX revenue could reach $3.4 trillion by 2040, as the rocket maker looks to support the $1.77 trillion valuation it's targeting when it goes public next week. That's according to people familiar with the matter. The forecast comes from a Morgan Stanley analysis shared with top investors Thursday. To get to that level of revenue, bankers from Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley said SpaceX's AI businesses would need to provide the bulk of revenue after this year and grow dramatically. SpaceX posted revenue of $18.7 billion last year and a loss of nearly $5 billion. The company is aiming to raise about $75 billion in its IPO, which would be a record. And senior U.S. officials have discussed having the federal government take stakes in major AI companies. People familiar with the matter say that comes after OpenAI chief executive Sam Altman pitched the idea last year. Such a move would give the government a share in the potential economic upside of the fast-evolving technology, grant AI companies a stamp of approval from those in charge of regulating their models, and potentially temper rising anxiety about the economic fallout from AI as several companies prepare to go public. It could also expose the U.S. government to possible volatility in the AI market. The Trump administration has announced direct investments in at least 10 companies, including chipmaker Intel. The White House did not respond to a request for comment. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.